Hello, this is the Seven Lakes Podcast. Here we have two of our academic decathlon students. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Emily.
Hi, my name is Fadula and I'm a sophomore.
And I'm a senior.
Would you guys first like to explain what academic decathlon is?
So academic decathlon is a competitive test-taking activity that you would go to like 10 different events to compete. For example, you would compete in art, economics, essay, interview, language, literature, mathematics, music, science, social science, and speech. So you would compete in 10 of these different subjects, both at regional and state.
Which ones are y'all's favorite subjects out of the ones that you've just explained?
So personally, I like science the best just because it's a topic that interests me, neuroscience, which goes with our theme this year. And it's a really nice takeaway from the school where you're forced tests upon you in like AP psychology, whereas this is just your own interest. And it's nice when everything starts coming together, even though it's just in one thick book.
And my personally, my favorite subject is either speech or art, because the art portion, I find it really interesting to like learn about the art history with each piece. And also like for speech, I could like choose a topic that I'm passionate about and speak about it.
What's like the like end goal for academic decathlon? What's your overreaching goal in this?
Right now, our goal is to participate in the state competition. But before that, we have to earn enough points in the regional competition to get to the state competition so we could compete with the best teams.
Okay, so what first drew you guys to academic decathlon?
So at first, I got interested in it because a friend recommended it to me, saying that it was so much fun going to state. And I also saw it on Slamcast, which is one of the main ways I get the school information. Also on like, you know, like other people recommendations and stuff. So I decided to join. And also I really wanted to like expand my general knowledge to like learn all these topics. And it also prepares me for college as well.
Personally, I didn't really have like a direct contact in academic decathlon. One of my senior friends just told me that there is this class called Academic, and I didn't really have another course to take in my sophomore year. So I said I'll give it a try, and I needed an extracurricular to add on, and I wanted to be part of a team at the school, so Academic was perfect for me.
Awesome. So would you say that any of the stuff you study in academic decathlon helps you with your other classes?
Definitely. Like Emily mentioned earlier, art history, a lot of it's historical. So I'm in world history AP, so a lot of it relates back. And I know this is coming from another member. He said that the art book in our academic decathlon helped him score like a 98 on his like AP US or AP art history test before without studying. So it relates a lot to the school stuff.
And for me, AP microeconomics, like I like know a lot of the material beforehand coming into academic. So like AP micro definitely helped me with academic, but also vice versa, academic helped me with micro economics. So it's like it relates to other topics I learn in class. So it's really helpful.
So spinning back to the state competitions and also your regional competitions, have you traveled to the team with any other schools?
So last year we traveled to Frisco, Dallas to compete in the state competition. We traveled like as like one big team. Basically like the coach rented out a van and we would just go in. It was so much fun. It was just like the Spider-Man movies. It was just like that.
That's awesome. So what do you remember most about these events?
The most memorable thing I remembered was getting on stage and receiving that award that you have been desperately working on. That really motivated me to like earn medals. And also like be part of like a larger team and like work with other people to achieve that same goal and to have the same ambition as me as well.
So how do these competitions work? So are you guys competing as individuals alone or as a group?
So most of these events is individual, and you would score points individually and add up to like a total team score. So like all of your individual scores count like separately from the main team score that you would receive.
Are these based on projects or like testing?
So we have scrimmages and stuff like that. So there it's all just off the book. We don't do anything separate. There's no other material added to it. It's just whatever you read in the book, they will test you over it. And we also have another book. In class, we do presentations on the material just to help us get familiar with it. But then we compete in written tests in the actual other schools where they host it with several other schools. And the higher scores add up. And we only have, on scrimmages, we have 6 scores that add up. So it's 2 people from our 3 divisions. And on state and regions, we have 3 people from each division that have their scores adding up. So it's like, it's really competitive within each division in our own team because it determines who makes state and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you found most surprising or unexpected about being on this year's academic decathlon team?
I would say the most surprising is that even though it is like a very rigorous event, right? Like you get tested on like a lot of different subjects. I find it surprisingly, it at times is like kind of fun because like you get to compete with like other members and that competitive spirit helps to alleviate the stress anxiety that comes with competing in state.
For me, this is a little silly, but the most surprising thing I've had is the fact that Mr. Mitchell brings so much food to these competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen a teacher spend like that much food on just 10 kids or 11 kids. So that was really surprising. And he didn't want us to like help him out or anything. It's just, he just brought this pizza, the snacks, this whole cooler. He'll be walking in with this pickup truck. So that's
cool. Do you guys have any like examples of what you guys would eat or have at these competitions?
Pizza.
Just pizza. Yeah.
But there's like chicken wings like from like Wingstop or something.
And then he like gets like a bag of tangerines because I love tangerines. So he just buys one. And he lets us customize our pizzas because one of our kids doesn't like cheese on his pizza. So, you know,
yeah. It's all really grubbing. Nice. Okay, I see. So this year's theme for academic decathlon is technology and humanity. How do you like the topic?
Personally, I really like this topic because this year, especially with the rise of, you know, artificial intelligence and AI technology and stuff like that, it really relates to our current life. Like we read about all these like different science fiction stories, such as The Lathe of Heaven, where the dreamer can basically achieve reality. And basically, like it really relates to our daily life. So I really like this topic.
I kind of have mixed feelings about it. When I found out that technology and humanity was a theme last year before joining Academic, I was kind of disappointed because I'm not a huge technology person, nor am I like more science fiction. But once I got in, the fact that we had to read about like the art and everything, the science, the music, that was all like really interesting. And the music was a lot of pop culture. Like we have Star Wars in there, we have Space Odyssey and all that stuff. So it made it a lot easier and it was really nice. It was easier once we got in.
So circling back to like how academic decathlon works, how does this theme, how do you guys work your activities and the subjects around this theme?
So in class, we have this class calendar where we specify like our objectives for the class. And also we do like trivia activities as well. So for example, me and Vadula would prepare like trivia questions and we would compete like in class, like who would get the most points. And it's really fun, basically like a quiz bowl kind of setup in our class.
And we've done one Socratic seminar over the book just so we can discuss it because it's science fiction and it's very similar to a lot of the other books we read in school, like Fahrenheit 451. So we were like, oh, maybe we could relate it back.
So is there anything else you'd like to share about the academic decathlon experience that would maybe help those that are even the slightest bit interested join your program?
It's not boring. Like I think that's the biggest stereotype about academic decathlon, that it's like just you sitting there, not doing anything. It's like, well, you're doing something, but the stuff is boring. It's truly not. And once you start getting into the competitive spirit, it's actually like really engaging and it's a good extracurricular to add on to your daily activities. And it's not that time consuming either. Like this is a lot of like knowledge that you probably already know. And it's just a book. I don't think, you know, it's that hard to spend like an hour on a book each day.
And also, I would like to add that Academic Decathlon is a 5.0 class, so it will definitely benefit your GPA. And also, like, when you're applying to colleges, you can put Academic Decathlon, which is extremely beneficial.
And it's a 5.0 class that repeats every year, so no matter how many times you take it, you get that 5.0 credit. So that's fun.
Well, I think that's all we have for today's episode. So thank you for your time, ladies.
Thank you.